Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Variety, celebrating more than 117 years covering the business of entertainment, this is the Award Circuit Podcast.
Here are the 10 nominees for Best Motion Picture of the Year.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Avatar, The Way of Water.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Elvis.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
The Fabelmans.
Tar.
Top Gun Maverick.
Triangle of Sadness.
And Women Talking.
It all comes down to this weekend. I'm Michael Schneider, and on this mega roundtable edition of the Variety Award Circuit Podcast, we give our final predictions for the 95th Oscars happening this Sunday. Will Everything Everywhere All at Once sweep the night, or are some surprises in store? Listen along as you fill out your office Oscars pool. It's all next on the Variety Award Circuit Podcast. Stay close. All right, here we are. I'm Variety's Michael Schneider, along with Clayton Davis, Jazz Tanker, Janelle Riley, and it's getting real. This is the moment. We are just days away.
Pencils down.
Yes. Look alive, everyone. I was actually yesterday at Hollywood and Highland walking around and saw them putting together the red carpet. It's construction is going on. Hollywood Boulevard is already shut down as they get ready for the big day.
I saw that photo and I literally thought that it was the background was Photoshopped. I don't know why. It just didn't look quite real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have Photoshop skills.
Whilst you were doing that, I was probably moderating the first FYC for the Television Academy. And it's like, wow.
Yeah. You have to say no. Until next week. No.
Yeah. Which panel was that, Jazz?
It was for Welcome to Chippendales.
Oh, already
which is
off to the races.
Yep.
Off to the races.
Off to the races.
Yes.
Well, so before we get into the final predictions, let's get those shameless plugs out early. You can see me on the Oscar pre-show for 5.5 hours if you're just hanging around before the Oscars with Elizabeth Wagmeister. So please look for us beginning at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
So you're going to be at the Dolby? You'll be stationed there?
Was it last year
where they like had you somewhere else? Or?
2 years ago. No, so 2 years ago. That's funny. 2 years ago, I was at the Dolby, but no one else was.
Right. With everyone downtown. Right.
Yeah. What else was at Union Station? And poor Clayton was like, hey, guys, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah.
What's your high school party?
Full time, it's like 7 a.m. or something like that.
Okay.
It'll be a very, very long day.
Thank you, man.
Just make sure you watch and all that stuff. And then I'm also going to have my first ABC story as well. I did a story on Where Are They Now? So you'll find that there. Look at some past winners. So that's all with the plug stuff. We're done with that. All right.
At the end of that package, you get to say Clayton Davis, ABC News.
No, I don't. That'd be funny.
Reporting from Hollywood, this is Clayton Davis, ABC News.
It's going to be such a long day. So, best place to start, maybe easiest place to start, is everyone in agreement that Everything Everywhere is going to win Best Picture? Are there any outliers in this argument?
The only thing, it only makes me nervous because it seems like such a sure thing. There's like some wild part of me that wants to be like, it's all going to go wrong. But no, it'd be silly to predict anything else.
I mean, after the last couple of weeks, especially where it's just been on this tear, it feels ordained.
Yeah. No movie has lost after winning the big guild. So if we're going to have this unprecedented moment, which I don't think we all agree on, which is why I think it's just Everything Everywhere. I think Top Gun would be the one to do it, but I don't think it's going to. So
wow, Top Gun is your number two.
Yeah. Top Gun is a two. Yeah, there's love there for it.
I just can't discount the BAFTA love for All Quiet on the Western Front, but I don't think it's enough to overcome this wave.
So then the next natural place is, how many is Everything Everywhere winning? Because that will bring us through those categories fairly quickly. So we're on picture, so it's definitely winning one. Yeah. Is everyone on the Daniels director train?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
What, you're going to like ruin the category by category. Maybe we should just like...
Oh, do you want the nominees?
Yeah, let's just give a number and then we'll go through the categories.
Sure. All right. So then director, the nominees are...
Are we already going? No, I want a number. How many is Everything Everywhere?
How many? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I have five.
I think I have... Oh, wait. No, I had seven for A24. I'm not sure what I have specifically for Everything Everywhere. Let's say six, just to like, this is like The Price is Right, where it's got to be higher than Clayton, but not go over.
There you go. Or get nailed on the money.
I think four.
Yes.
I could go more. I don't know.
I say 27.
27. Even
maybe
the
it doesn't sweep.
No, well, I can't do the sweep. Unless it ties in supporting actress,
the
which
thing is,
I will leave.
You guys did the sweet spot of like 4, 5, 6. So
yeah. So let's see where.
God forbid you agree with us.
Yeah, let's see where it comes off. So picture is one. We're all in agreement there. Mm-hmm. Director, everyone's like on that.
Oh, no, I don't know if they get. Oh yeah. You're right.
Yeah, they got us one win. Two.
Yeah.
Two Oscars will be given out, but
yeah. So at least two of the actors. So
then you got Michelle Yeoh and Best Actress. Now that's a close one. Is anyone? Yeah.
I don't think it's close. I know everybody thinks it's close, and I don't think it is. I think
you have to think it's close.
No,
though.
I don't. Tell me what to think.
I think you would have to judging on Kate winning everything up until SAG.
You're talking about Critics Awards. You're talking about Golden Globes.
BAFTA
is the one that gives me pause, but BAFTA clearly didn't go for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, which is the worrisome part, because that's international voting block.
Which is what my concern is too.
So is that are you going with Kate or are you going with Michelle?
It's so difficult. Like, I change by the minute. One minute I'm with Michelle because this wave is so strong for her. And the next minute you think BAFTA and international, and it's like, Kate. So at this precise second, it's Kate.
Okay.
In 60 seconds, it could be like Michelle.
Supporting actor, Ki Yu Kwan. I mean,
Ki.
Yeah.
Again, this is another one that is such a lock, it makes me nervous.
That's my four. original screenplay?
I think so. Yes. I mean, it won WGA. Everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. So then the extra six, is that for you, Janelle, supporting actress? Or
I don't know. I think editing. I also think it might take song.
Wow.
Ooh, I think David Byrne vote?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, if people love this movie so much, the fact that the song got nominated makes me think, oh, okay, people are obviously aware of it, they're going to see it. They could just sweep through, you know. Yeah. It's and I also sorry, I'm not very articulate. I haven't had coffee today. I'm not counting out supporting actress, although right now I'm leaning towards Carrie Condon.
Yeah. All right. Let's run through the some of the majors of actor.
Well, do you want to start with the smaller categories first and build up to
Michael wants to do the
Mike,
I mean, come on, you gotta keep
Mike's
people listening
us in.
We gotta I'm like Netflix. I want completion rates. I want people to listen to this podcast.
Those last 8 minutes are always where the magic happens.
No, we're gonna start with documentary short.
It's live action.
Question,
sure.
How come Netflix couldn't stream the SAG Awards live, but less than a week later they could stream Chris Rock live?
Oh, because they had been planning on.
I think they had already marketed that Chris Rock was the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had been planning that for a long time. The SAG.
It's fine. I needed to see it happen first before I give them this type of power. Yeah. All right. Live action short. Nominees are
Sorry, I was going to say side note.
Side note?
Real quick, Clayton, you had some hot takes about that Chris Rock special.
Ooh, hot. Steaming hot.
You even went on ABC, I think, to talk about it, right?
I went on Nightline. Yeah, I was on Nightline talking about it. Listen, as a special, real quick, as a special itself, fine. I actually really like Chris Rock. I think I love his stand-up specials. Compared to his other ones, I think it was like, you know, middle of the road. I think the last 8 minutes, he loses the argument. I think I think once you call someone's wife a bitch, I think you lose the argument. You're no longer in the right. And listen, people can be like, you know, Jada, whatever. Like, if we're talking about the slap moment isolated as itself, because this isn't about the slap anymore, by the way. I think we're all in agreement. That's something you can do with this. This predates that. But if you're talking about the slap isolated, then Jada has nothing to do with it. So calling her a bitch is completely uncalled for.
Yes.
But that's not take.
it's a good take.
Yes, I think Chris Rock has the right to say whatever he wants about the situation. He, you know, so there are some people who are like, he should have been classy. He was classy for a year. But I do agree that he personally lost me when it just became about this weird, you know, focus on Jada, who really, like you said, you look at the slap and you like, what did she have to do with that moment other than she rolled her eyes?
Yeah. And was the one who was insulted
in
the moment. Yeah. But listen, again, it's a great division of history. It's going to be people, you know, pro, anti, whatever, and where they draw the line. But listen, I'll say this, the high road is never the more lucrative road, because Chris Rock made out fine, you know.
I will say this real quick, you know, even just as like a live event, it didn't need to be live. Mm-hmm. There was never a moment where it felt like it was live or that anything
except happened. Except when he messed up that joke.
Yeah.
When he messed up the emancipation joke.
Yeah.
The concussion and emancipation. Yeah.
So ultimately, it's like there was no reason to do something like that live other than just the gimmick of pushing it out live. But
I think we just would be remiss not to mention that it was most calculated place to do it. I mean, he did it in Maryland, where Jada's from, like in Baltimore, where Jada's from. Like, this is like, I went into Michael Schneider's house and I curse at him and then I leave, you know, like just it's a ballsy move, man. But listen, again, people are gonna have their opinions. And I think, you know, there's no right or wrong answer, like that's concrete, but I'm always a fan of like, teach me a lesson. Give me a lesson in civility.
Yeah. You mentioned Michael Schneider's house. What is that address for?
It's in Baltimore. Mike's in Baltimore.
11175 Santa Monica.
Oh my God. As you were saying that, I was like, wait a minute. I know that address.
You're down with PMC. Yeah, that's you know PMC. Me.
All right. So live action short. Nominees are Irish Goodbye, Red Suitcase, Le Poubelle, Night Ride, and Evalu. I'm going Irish Goodbye. That's the only one that's in English, and it's the one that won the BAFTA.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, Les Poubelles is the Alfonso Cuarón one.
Could
get some love, be some competition, but I think you're probably right.
He would tie Walt Disney. Most win in separate categories ever.
Oh. Does he currently have the most nominations, or is that Kenneth Branagh in different categories?
Kenneth Branagh has 7 categories. Wow.
And finally, an Oscar winner.
I know. Oh, God. As people like start trying to call me. Jesus. Didn't turn my phone off. Jazz, are you also? Yeah. So Kevin Branagh right there. Jazz, what are you going with?
I'm going with Le Poubelle. I feel, I don't know. It got a big push and people do like it. I could be completely wrong. And also Cuarón is behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I think the upset pick there is Red Suitcase. It's like a purity kind of choice. A lot of people really love that.
Yeah.
Also, we've been saying it wrong because it's not French, it's Italian.
I don't know how to say words.
Le Pupille. What if it's Italian? It's Le Pupille.
Mike, are you going to give your picks too? Or are you just jotting this down for your Oscar pool so you can win again?
Yeah,
Mike's taking a nap during this segment.
I'm doing my odds. I am looking at Gold Derby, at least they've got La Pupille, as it's now pronounced, as the favorite.
Right. Doc Short, we have The Elephant Whispers, How Do You Measure a Year, Haul Out, Martha Mitchell Effect, and Stranger at the Gate. So close race, and by close race, I mean any of the four of the five can win, I think. Haul Out doesn't feel like it could, but who knows? I'm probably wrong on that. Short Story is a crapshoot. I think it's between Elephant Whispers, which is Netflix, and Stranger at the Gate, which has Malala behind it. Mm. I'm going Elephant. Mm.
I'm going Malala.
I don't know what I'm doing. I was going with Martha Mitchell originally because it just felt very timely and in the zeitgeist. Yeah. But I think I'm gonna go with Elephants. It's really heartwarming.
Yeah. Mike, I want you to do How Do You Measure a Year? Because I kind of think that could do it. And it's such a, like, I hate saying this sometimes, but if you're a parent, I just feel like that movie hits you different. And I just think it might do something. So, Mike, you're supposed to do it.
I'll take that. Thank you. Okay.
Animated short. Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse, My Year of Dicks. An Ostrich Told Me the World is Fake, and I Think I Believe It. Ice Merchants and Blind Sailor. If Riz Ahmed does not present this category, the Academy is doing it wrong. But it's The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. Congratulations, Apple TV, I think.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm not discounting My Year of Dicks.
I'm not either.
And I'm looking forward to whoever is presenting this award and saying it on the Oscars.
every year is the Year of Dicks.
Yep, every year. International feature, we have All Quiet on the Western Front, Argentina 1985, Close, EO, and The Quiet Girl. I think this is pretty easy.
I think I'm about to shock you all.
Hey, are you going to choose something else?
I am.
What are you choosing?
I want to hear
Argentina 1985.
So you are banking on historical loss of a film being nominated for picture and international. And lose international.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm crazy, but
going hot take.
Yeah, that's going to be my one. Like you know, I told you I was tempted to pick things in other categories, even though it's no guts, no glory. I'm sure I'm wrong, but boy, people love that film.
You just want to be there for it.
That's good. Right. It's a great film, though. Like.
It's definitely more of, I mean, well, both obviously are very serious topics, but Argentina 1985 leaves you feeling a little more triumphant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is not a slight against All Quiet on the Western Front, a beautiful, wonderful movie. But I'm just, you know, trying to figure out what's going on in people's heads.
Doc feature, All That Breathes, All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, A House Made of Splinters, Fire of Love, and Navalny. DGA went with Fire of Love. PGA and BAFTA went with Navalny. And I will be going with Navalny.
Yeah, that feels like Navalny's got the momentum at the moment.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And timely. Yeah, very, very timely.
Yeah. And that would be an incredible speech if that wins too. So.
Yeah, his daughter was on CNN also last week, the sit down interview. That was actually really great. So I think it might have hit well. Original song, here we go. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Lift Me Up, we got Rihanna. Got Not Do Not Do from RRR, Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick, Applause from Tell It Like a Woman, and This Is a Life from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Janelle, are you stamping in?
David Byrne and Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Has David Byrne, he's never won an Oscar, right? I'm not even sure if he's been nominated. I think he has, but...
I think he's an Oscar winner. I'll double check while you give your reasoning. Why?
He is just
no reason. People love David Byrne. People love Everything Everywhere at Once. It's a good song.
He is an Oscar winner. He won the Oscar. Oh, he won the score for The Last Emperor.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Wow. I thought that he was nominated for a song before.
So
do you think do you think Not Too peaked too soon? Or do you think it's
I don't know. I can't really measure the love. I know how much people love that movie, but the fact that it only got the song nomination is crazy to me. When it was like, when it should have walked away with so many nominations.
And that's why my feeling is that it wins, because this is sort of the de facto vote for RRR. It's the only chance people had to. And it is still a catchy, great song. So you put that together and it still feels like
the number is going to steal the night. So, like, if it doesn't win, it's going to be weird.
I think, and Mike, Janelle is right here in the sense of being the only nomination. It's really hard to do that when your original song, when you're not Elton John. And that's like the narrative of the season, right? Like, you know, Elton John, you win one with the guy you've written songs with your whole life. I am nervous for it, but I think Not Do squeaks it out. But if it loses, I think it loses to Rihanna, because I think Angela Bassett votes have Rihanna votes on them.
I will say that the MM Keeravani was campaigning very hard this weekend. He went from the ACE Awards to the ASC. He was everywhere. The director was too. I have that, but I also see my two is Hold My Hand for Top Gun, which would then...
Which would then just make Jazz happy.
Yeah.
It would just make me happy.
That's reason enough to vote, people.
Yeah, it's fine. But will you see her perform? We don't know, because they haven't said anything yet. Aw, what a bummer.
Space.
Original score. Open wide. Don't know. All Quiet on the Western Front. Babylon. The Banshees of Inisherin. Everything Everywhere All at Once. And The Fabelmans. This is my No Guts, No Glory. We're going to see some history. The oldest person ever to win a competitive Oscar in John Williams.
Wow.
And the number two. And the number two there, I think, is Banshees, Carter Burwell. It's the battle of the vets.
Do you know, to that, I had a lot of people say how much they love Carter's score. Mm-hmm. I can see that. I'm going Fabelmans and then Justin for Babylon. Like, that's my one.
I'm very tempted to go All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, please do it, because I think, because that's why I think it, like, I was on that for so long, and me jumping off of it now is giving me agita. So if you choose it, I can be okay.
I think I'm going to go with Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh my god!
Yeah, whew.
I will say, looking at the odds at Gold Derby, Babylon is dominating this category.
I mean, it's Justin Hurwitz. That would be
it's the most score for sure.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah,
Son Lux, by the way, first band to ever win original song. If that happened, so. Get ready for
original score. You know,
yeah. So that might be.
You're talking about song, right?
No, score.
Score, yeah.
Son Lux is a band, yeah. So it'd be the first band to win that category. All right. Visual effects. We have All Quiet on the Western Front, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, The Batman, Avatar, The Way of Water, and Top Gun, Maverick. Avatar, however.
Yeah.
However. If you see Top Gun win this race, watch out that an upset's about to happen in Best Picture. This is the what I call the FU category, that you pick something up that you're like, oh, it's about to get real messy. Mm. So watch out. But I'm going with Avatar.
Okay. Same.
Yeah, I can't argue with Avatar.
Agreed. I put my stamp down.
Sound. More agita. All Quiet on the Western Front. Avatar, Elvis, The Batman, Top Gun, Maverick. All Quiet has BAFTA. MPSC went Top Gun. Cinema Audio went Top Gun. And I'm going Top Gun.
This is interesting because Elvis is really in many ways a musical, which, you know, is its own thing. And then All Quiet on the Western Front is a war film. Mm-hmm. Two things that tend to do well in sound categories. I don't know. I'm leaning towards All Quiet on the Western Front.
That's probably the smart choice.
Okay, I'll do something smart then.
That's a smart choice. Because, you know, what's interesting, if this was a split year of sound mixing, sound editing, it would be really easy to be like, oh, Elvis, you're probably going to win mix, and All Quiet, you're going to win sound editing or something like that. Like, we could probably figure it out easier, but the combo has made it harder.
There's part of me that is predicting a massive Elvis overperformance. And it winning like quite a few Oscars. So
it could win like five without blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that alternate scenario too.
All right. Makeup and hairstyling. Mike Schneider.
Mike,
sorry.
Did you give your pick?
Oh, sound? I'll do Top Gun Maverick. Those planes. Easy. They're so loud.
Planes.
Love those planes.
I do like them planes. Makeup and hairstyling, All Quiet on the Western Front, The Batman, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Elvis, and The Whale. I think this category is your key to best actor. So I think I saw some final predictions from a pundit that had The Whale winning makeup, but had Austin winning actor. And I don't think that made sense to me, like just like a general pairing. So I think if Elvis or Whale win, their actors win. If something else wins, I think we're in for a Brendan or a Colin upset. So I'm going Elvis.
Same.
Based on your logic, I have to go Elvis.
It's exactly the right logic, but it's just my logic of,
believe me, I've been waffling back and forth. The makeup on the Whale is so impressive. I think we all are very critical of when makeup is done badly in situations like this, and it's really, really impressive.
All right, then I'll say the Whale.
Thank you, Mike Schneider.
Just to mix it up.
Film editing, Everything Ever All at Once, Elvis, Tar, Banshees of Inisherin, Top Gun, Maverick, the Ajita category once again. However, Everything Everywhere has won BAFTA, CCA, and Ace Eddie. The last movie to win those three and lose the Oscar in the end was Gladiator.
Wow.
Wow.
So you're smart to go Everything Everywhere, but I'm not a smart man.
Oh, what are you doing?
Clayton, are I'm going
Top Gun Maverick.
Whoa.
It's hard for me to see Top Gun, especially if I'm saying that it's like the number two, that it goes home empty-handed. So yeah. I think Top Gun and sound, like editing and sound, just kind of go last decade, those two have matched. So I'm just gonna go Top Gun.
I don't know if voters think like that though. Like, I'm sure they're like, oh, that's a bummer that I'm leaving out Banshees, or I'm leaving out, you know, Top Gun. But when it comes down to it, I feel like they just vote for what they want in each category.
They do. I will say, I do believe that there is such a thing as winning too many Oscars in this new era, especially. And the order, like, I literally got the order of the categories in which you vote for them. And I did like a travel down the ballot kind of move. The last two categories you vote for are adapted screenplay and original screenplay.
Oh, wow.
So when you're going down the ballot, you know, it's picture, actor, supporting actor, actress, supporting actress. And if you're given Everything Everywhere a lot, when you get to supporting actress per se, you might be like, I just kind of did a lot, so let me just go somewhere else here. Directing comes after. So there's like all these like things. I just feel like when you get down into the tech categories, people might say like, oh, I really like Top Gun, I want to give it something, and they do it. Because my first anonymous ballot I got from someone went big on Everything Everywhere in five categories, and then went Fablemans in score, which that didn't seem like that matched to me. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So they were just like, I wanted to give it something. I really liked the movie. I was like, oh, well, there you go.
So they do think that way.
Sometimes, so I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Some, no, I don't think you're wrong. I think like not collectively, they're like, oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I get this movie something. I think just sometimes you're voting. That's the way it works. So Everything Everywhere for everyone else?
Yes.
Everyone, Everything Everywhere.
Costume design, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Babylon, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Elvis, and Mrs. Harris goes to Paris.
Aw, what a sweet little film.
As much as I want to see Ruthie Carter become the first Black woman to win a second Oscar, because that's preposterous, so that hasn't happened of anyone, and I unfortunately think this is just Catherine Martin's to lose. Triple nominee, right. Catherine Martin.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it's not what, you know, if she'll win, it's how many she takes home in one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's just going to win for Elvis.
This is definitely, yeah.
Which is, by the way, I was thinking about this, a little costume design category has really favored female costume work that were female characters. And this is obviously very heavy male, which they don't do very often. So it's interesting that, like, if it is Elvis, that we defaulted to Elvis, because that's something they typically do.
Jazz will know, how many Oscars does Catherine Martin already have?
Four.
For costume or in general? For,
just in general.
She's got two in costume. That's just in general. Because she, when she's been nominated in production design, she's won both. Like,
She's never won one Oscar on the night.
Well, keeping that in mind.
Mm-hmm. But this is where I think production design has gone to Babylon, right? Like, how many times Florencia Martin took that Oscar, the win, like, so many people, like, shocked. This is where I think maybe Catherine repeats her history and gets the double.
Yeah. Well, actually, since we're already talking about production design, let's just talk about it real quick. Babylon, Elvis, All Quiet, Fabelmans, Avatar. Babylon on paper is the one that's won everything, so you can just kind of go with that. I do believe four out of those five can win. I think Avatar is just not going to happen there. This is where I said that Top Gun and visual effects was like the FU, I'm going to win Best Picture thing. This category is the FU, All Quiet on the Western Front, I might win Best Picture.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I am watching this one very closely because I'm very tempted to go with All Quiet on the Western Front under production design. I'm tempted to go with All Quiet on the Western Front in a lot of categories, if I'm being honest. It's clearly, it clearly has a lot of love for it, especially in the technical categories.
The spread this year is just like, there's so many movies that could win anywhere from like 0 to 5. And then there's some that win like, we may have the most movies go home empty handed, or we may have a real spread the love moment. So we're just trying to figure that part out, because then we get to cinematography.
Oh, by the way, just for the record, for that last category, I'm technically predicting Elvis. But
technically.
Yeah.
For the record, it's Elvis. I'm going Babylon, and Elvis might too. I think it's a good call. Cinematography is All Quiet, Elvis, Bardo, Empire of Light, Tar. Mandy Walker made history this past weekend, first woman to win ASC. If it had happened last weekend, I would totally pick Elvis here. It was in the middle of voting. I think it swayed a couple people, sure, but I think All Quiet might just have it already.
I had All Quiet for the longest time. Yeah, but I don't know if people can resist that history making. Well, I mean, of course they can. They resisted 2 years in a row before, so... I don't know. Again, I'm predicting an overperformance for Elvis, so I'm going to stick with Mandy Walker.
Okay. Jazz, you're going Mandy as well?
I'm going to go Mandy, because I think the story is such a great one, right? And
I do wonder two things. James, one, how many people are aware that Elvis was shot by a woman, like at large? And two, I mean, this is it's just probably a general comment. Think of my Oscar bingo card of like a woman that's going to win cinematography, be the first woman to make history that we have this year. You could not have given me 100 guesses, and I would say Mandy Walker for Elvis. It's just one of those turns of the season that like, oh wow, like we ended up here, and it'll be a really good place to end up. But like, damn, like just never saw it coming.
The thing that Mandy has that the previous two female DP nominees didn't have is they were fairly new. Mandy's been around for a long time, has seen more as a veteran. I mean, I really thought up until it was called for someone else that Ari Wagner was winning last year for Power of the Dog. She's still very young. And I have no doubt we'll be back here. But I think Mandy Walker, you know, she's been doing this a long time. That might help push her over the edge.
She's respected. She's really respected amongst fellow cinematographers. And just in general, I think that's the thing. So we shall see. I switched with Ari when she didn't win ASC. When that went to Greg, I was like, he's getting the Oscar.
Yeah. Everybody did. I don't know why I was being stubborn.
And I think with this, whether they know the story or not, I don't, it's always interesting because like the whole thing of like, oh, I didn't know Angela Bassett has only been nominated once. The same thing. There's this whole other story out there that
also people love Elvis and they love Elvis.
Yeah,
they do.
And she never talks about herself. Like, it's always working with Baz, working with CM, working with, you know, Austin, it's not about my workers. She's very humble. So we'll see Sunday night.
Animated feature, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, The Sea Beast, Turning Red, Easy, Slam Dunk.
What a great category, by the way.
Yeah, really great lineup. Congratulations, Guillermo del Toro will be the first person ever to have Oscars for picture, director, and animation.
Wow.
It's a good world. Wow. It's a good world to live in.
Yeah. It's Pinocchio, and there's a weird part of me that wants to predict Turning Red. Because I would never bet against Pixar normally, but I mean, it would be silly.
You know what I think is number two?
Puss in Marcel? Boots. Oh, Puss in Boots is so good.
I mean, it is really good, but they turned it on phase two.
Yeah.
Like on.
Yeah.
That thing is everywhere. So my two is Puss in Boots, but I think Guillermo just does it.
Yeah.
First streamer to win animation, by the way, also Netflix.
Wow. People do love Puss in Boots, though. So,
all of these. This category has so many hardcore fans for each one.
Such a great. Mike, you've seen Pinocchio, right?
Yeah.
You've seen movies, right?
I've heard of movies. Those are things you watch on your television, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's true. Oh, sad world. Adapted screenplay, All Quiet on the Western Front, Glass Onion, Living, Top Gun, Women Talking, Feel the Pain. It hurts. I don't know. I don't feel one way or another. I think it's Women Talking. That's what I'm going with. I think the upset pick is Living to go down the road of Gods and Monsters and Sling Blade, because it's the only movie in this category that has an acting nomination. And Sling Blade beat English Patient, that won 9 Oscars and wasn't nominated for Best Picture. Mm. So I think Living is the upset pick, but I'm just going to go Women Talking, because I think Women Are Talking helped in a weird way. That's one good thing that Mark Wahlberg provided for us here.
Also won the WGA. So
it's a... although it didn't have scripter. To compete. It didn't have to compete with All Quiet on the Western Front to the WGA.
Yep. But also, All Quiet didn't get nominated for scripter. And Women Talking... won that, but also All Quiet won BAFTA, where Women Talking wasn't nominated. So, I mean, every movie has its pros and cons, but
I love Women Talking, one of my favorite movies of the year. I'm going with All Quiet on the Western Front.
First non-English language movie to win adapted screenplay.
Really?
Yeah, because we've had like 5 in original, which is weird, but no non-English language has ever won adapted. Original screenplay. Banshees of Inisherin, Tar, Triangle of Sadness, The Fabelmans, and Everything Everywhere All at Once. Oh, Daniels. Daniels.
It's going to be a good night for Daniels.
Yeah. Watch out for Martin McDonagh, though. I do feel bad for... am feeling bad for him right now, because the last time somebody won the Golden Globe and BAFTA and lost was Martin McDonagh for 3 Billboards, and he's going to do it again, maybe. So that sucks.
He's
got an Oscar.
That's true.
Which everyone forgets, by the way, all the time.
Well, there is a joke about how short films don't count. They're daytime Oscars.
I guess the better award would be he's gonna warn it. He's gonna
But so everyone's on Daniels.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Supporting actress, I'm sorry. Angela Bassett for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Hong Chow, The Whale, Kerry Condon, The Banshees of Inisherin, Jamie Lee Curtis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Stephanie Hsu, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Kerry Condon.
Yeah, I'm going with Kerry Condon too. My purity choice, I think, is Stephanie Hsu.
Oh, that's undoubtedly my purity choice. Like, my God.
I mean, Kerry Condon, like... really respected actor. She's a big breakthrough role for her. I mean, she's been doing this for a while. Like when you realize what other things you've seen her in, you realize just how good she is. But
Kerry Condon is by far the Academy's purity choice. Like there's so many people that were like, I think go back to what I said 3 weeks ago. If it wasn't going to be Angela Bassett, I needed them to tell me now, and they did. SAG told me.
Yeah.
We've had 2 weeks to mourn. If it's not Kerry,
SAG was a week ago.
Whatever. if it's not Carrie, it's Jamie Lee Curtis.
So you really don't think it's Angela now?
No.
No.
It breaks my heart, but no, it's not Angela.
It's
Carrie or Jamie.
I so badly want it to be Angela, but Carrie.
I'm not giving up on Angela, but yeah, I think it's Carrie.
You are.
I'm not going to give up on Angela. Angela Bassett to the end. I'll take it for the team.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I'm still picking Angela as well.
Okay. Yeah. That makes me feel good. Right. Supporting actor, Brendan Gleeson, Barry Keoghan, both from The Banshees of Inisherin, Judd Hirsch, The Fabelmans, Brian Tyree Henry Causeway, Kiyu Kwan, Everything Everywhere, All at Once. Oh, Key.
It's going to be ahead. Awesome.
Go up there, man. First word of the night, hopefully. Just go. Make us cry. Hopefully Harrison Ford hands it to you. I really hope it's Harrison. Man.
I really hope it is, too.
It's going to be, I'm going to cry. I'm going to bawl in the audience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The second Key starts bawling, I'm going to be bawling right there watching on television.
Oh, my God.
You like how Clayton just like casually dropped the fact that he's going to be in the audience at the Oscars? That's,
yeah.
But interesting. So, you know, we're talking about purity choice before and how Kerry Condon is.
Yeah.
So I was having a conversation with someone and they were like, oh, I think Barry Keoghan's like the purity choice of the category. I don't think so. Based on my conversations, you know, who got a ton of votes that like, not Brian. That surprising. Brian
Tyree Henry.
Brian. Yep.
Believe me, I am extremely tempted to go out on a limb and pick him. If there's going to be,
I don't think he's five. I'll say that for sure. I don't think he's five. I think the upset pick actually is Judd Hirsch.
Sure.
Yep.
Makes him more, get all the old people winning making history this year. He becomes the oldest acting winner ever.
Brian will be back soon. Yes. I have no doubt. Yeah. So I'm not worried. But I really would not be surprised.
All right. Wrapping it up, actress Cate Blanchett, Ana de Armas, Michelle Williams, Andrea Riseborough, and Michelle Yeoh. Flip your coin.
My coin is unless you're Janelle, got two
tails. You have a silver dollar.
Yeah.
I'm going with Michelle Yeoh, but this is exactly what I had said. If she won SAG, it was going to tempt me and bring my hopes all high. And if she loses, I'm going to be furious about it. So I'm going to go with Michelle Yeoh, but if it's not her, I'm going to be mad at SAG forever.
I think this would be a closer race, and I'm sorry to say this because I know it shouldn't matter, but I think perception does if Kate didn't already have two Oscars.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Michelle Yeoh.
But do people know that she has two Oscars?
They do.
Has 20. Yeah.
Which is funny because Frances McDormand, they didn't know. Like that came up a lot.
No,
people thought she only had one for three Vote Boards, and they would always forget about Fargo. But people know Kate has two.
No disrespect to Meryl Streep, but when we talk about the GOAT from here on out, we're going to start talking about Cate Blanchett in that same breath. Like
the baton has been.
Cannot do wrong. Yep. Yeah. She's amazing. And
she'll be back here in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I will go as far as saying she's going to match Katharine Hepburn before this is all over.
Oh, I think
like,
so.
She's going to win four. Like we know this. Right. So go for it. Actor, Butler, Austin Butler, Bill Nighy, Living, Paul Mescal, Son, Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin, Brendan Fraser, The Whale.
Whoever wins this, I will be happy. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for all of them.
Yeah.
I do. I normally would not go against SAG, but I think I'm sticking with BAFTA winner Austin Butler.
Yes. Yeah.
Same, Austin.
I'm going with Austin. The upset pick, Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to me that he would be the upset pick because I really felt like this was his to lose for the longest time.
Yeah.
But
I think we all did, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
But look, if it is Brendan Fraser, I will be so happy.
Yeah, he'll give another great speech. But
I think he'll cry some more.
I think this is where Austin gets that Elvis trophy.
Yep. Brendan really is the best and people love him. And he's really, even people who don't necessarily love the movie, know how good he is in this movie.
Two fun facts. Brendan Fraser would be the first Canadian to ever win Best Actor, which seems so incorrect, right? Like, you're like, no, we've had Canadians win Best
Actor. Is it half of Hollywood's no. Canadian?
Yeah. Mostly I'm surprised Brendan Fraser's Canadian. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, it's Canadian. the last...
Hit Oot.
The last Canadian to be nominated was Ryan Gosling.
Wow.
So we don't have a lot of Canadians. And then Austin will be the fifth youngest ever to win.
Wow.
31 years old. I've done nothing with my life. Director Daniels, Steven Spielberg, Fablemans, Todd Field, Tar, Ruben Östlund, Triangle of Sadness, Martin McDonagh, The Banshees of Inisherin. If the Daniels lose a category, it's this one. But
who would they lose to?
Spielberg.
Oh, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Spielberg. But there were quite a bit of people that voted for Todd Field that I spoke to.
I
always thought he was the brewing one, but he needed to win BAFTA to convince me of that.
I always thought McDonagh was the brewing one.
Yeah.
Because he's the writer director, because it is so much his voice.
I will say, if the Daniels do lose this to Spielberg, another indicator that I think it's Top Gun. Because only that split makes sense to me. If Daniels win director, it's winning picture. I think if Spielberg wins, we're going to get something. I think we might get something else.
But isn't Spielberg always sort of an outlier because he's just Spielberg? So it doesn't really.
Yeah, he's always kind of like number two. Yeah. And there are a ton of people who voted for him.
Yeah. And this movie is a little different. I feel like sometimes he's been nominated because like he was there, but like this Fablemans actually did really well in nominations. And everyone knows it's such a personal story.
That is what has helped him here. Like, it's a childhood story that people have kept up with that. So I think Daniels is just going to do it. But I think when you lose DGA, when you beat Spielberg on his home turf, it's hard to see how it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. That cemented Daniels to me.
Yep. And then picture we spoke about, but I think we're all on Everything Everywhere. What's your alternates there? If it's not them, if it were to be a stunning upset of epic proportions?
All Quiet.
All Quiet. Jazz?
Top Gun.
And Michael? Say Women Talking. Make me feel good.
Just to mix it up, I mean, because I would have said Top Gun too, but then I'll say Banshees.
Good for you.
Banshees. I still stand by, but it could be a Best Picture, Best Picture only.
But I'm seriously still going with Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
It's hard too. Daniels would be the ninth filmmaking duo or ninth movie to win the to do the hat trick and win the trifecta of picture, director, or screenplay. Joins a very elite list.
And then what do they do with all those Oscars?
They're going to be holding six Oscars at the end of the night. Probably
they're gonna be like, I've got a spare Oscar, like, you know, that's the one that's just like in the bathroom or something.
I can't wait for the Governor's Awards. You're gonna have to be like, here, like, and just like,
catch that,
and they're heavy. The
Governor's Awards,
but
nothing's heavier than the SAG Award.
That's how heavy 13 is that?
13 pounds, I've been told.
That looks like a weapon,
yeah. There's so many people at the SAG Awards who were like, they look like they were doing curls. Because they were like holding those awards.
How much is an Emmy weigh?
Well, give me 5 minutes. I can tell you.
No.
Everyone's just dropping.
God, I've never
dropping the humble bag.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I do have a scale here.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. That's final predictions, and that is a week of exhaustion, and then we're done, and then we're in Emmys, Mike.
Yeah,
we're already in Emmys, big time. Yeah,
we are already there.
Yeah, I'll be down at South by Southwest this weekend, actually, while the rest of you are at the I was going to say the Kodak.
I still slip and say Kodak sometimes. Also, Everything
the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion.
Yes,
the Everything Everywhere premiered at South by. Look at that.
That's right. I feel like I'm not hearing much about South by yet. And I'm like, they should be out there like bragging. They had the Best Picture winner premiere last year.
This is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what premieres this year that turns into something. But a lot of TV.
A good ending, though, for us to end with some TV, Mike. How does Last of Us end?
Oh.
on Oscar night.
Yeah, well, it's going to do quite well in the ratings. I will tell you this. It is a monster when it comes to viewership right now.
What did it do? It did 8 million last week?
8 million last week. And so it's on track to do at least 10 million for the finale.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
What do you think wins, Last of Us or Oscars?
In linear viewing? That's tough to say.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be close, right? Like, it's going to be a battle. It's not like...
It'll be closer than the
Oscars would like.
So people may dip out for at least that hour, the people who still watch it live and linear, which, you know, there's still a lot of people who do. So
they should definitely put a ticker and be like, at what is it? Last of Us comes on at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock Eastern? I mean, again, I do it on demand. So actually,
they should put a ticker and be like, best supporting actress. And Rihanna will perform 9 to 9:30 and then just like let it ride.
They should. That would be smart.
And not do. And Ki Yu Kwan comes back to the stage to make you cry one more time with Brendan Fraser.
Get all the tears out. I already feel bad about some of these picks. I already want to change my mind.
All right. Well, none of this is binding.
Do that in the Oscar pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Which jazz up the price of the Oscar pool this year at Variety.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah. I think she's skimming off the top a little bit.
She was following the inflation trends of our world right now.
Yeah. First gas, first the price at the pump, now the price at the but but it just means when I win this year, I'll have more.
In my Venmo. I would love if you won. That would make me laugh.
It's really a wide open, like, because it's so many 50-50s, like it really is anyone's bit.
Yeah.
Anyone's
so the game. Question is, when you do you strategize with your pool? Do you sort of mix it up, or do you go with all your picks?
That's what I do, and it never works.
The mixing things up.
Yeah. Well, as William Goldman said, nobody knows anything. So
nobody knows anything except for the three of you.
Who can't agree, so.
All right, well, we'll be back next week to recap, to dissect everything that goes on Sunday night. Who slapped who? We'll find out. There'll be a lot more to be said. What were Clayton's seats like?
What were your chairs like?
We'll bring some audio from his live ABC hit, and we'll have some fun if hopefully he stumbles over some words. So hopefully Clayton drops an F-bomb on live national television.
Oh my God. It's like literally my worst fear of just being like, because if I trip or I slip or something, like by nature, I'm going to drop an F word. So yeah, I need to like not fall.
Okay, I need that. I need Clayton to be this year's slap. I need him to be the meme that we see on social media all Monday.
Horrible wish, Mike. It's a horrible wish.
Or the greatest,
yeah. I'll go viral.
All right.
Thanks,
on that
kids.
Note, see you next week. The 95th Oscars, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, airs live from the Dolby Theater in Hollywood on Sunday, March 12 at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on ABC. And that's it for this edition of Variety's Award Circuit Podcast. Zach Levin edited this episode, and Michael Schneider is the producer. Be sure to subscribe to the Award Circuit Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Also, head on over to Variety.com and click on the Award Circuit tab to find the latest awards predictions and key races, as well as your daily fix of news, analysis, and reviews. For Jazz Tanke, Janelle Riley, and Clayton Davis, I'm Michael Schneider. Join us next week as we recap everything that goes down this Oscars weekend. Until then, we'll see you on the circuit.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.